Welcome to An Epiphany with Tiffany. My name is Tiffany, and I've just had an epiphany. This podcast is all about Christian singles looking for community. Christian dating can be quite a mess these days. I'll share stories from my guests and practical tips for successful love. Dating shouldn't be this hard, right? So grab your favorite snack or drink and curl up with this episode, and you might just have an epiphany of your own.
Yeah, so I had to get up and like get my hair or do my hair and all the things, and I was like, okay, we're gonna do a photo shoot, it'll be fine.
Was it uncomfortable for you? Have you done photo shoot before?
Yeah, I have. It's just been a really long time, and you know, we're always self-conscious, so
yes. So, I feel like it's so vulnerable. I don't know why, but like every single time I did it one time and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, is this really vulnerable? I don't know why.
It is. I mean, thank God I was having my best friend do it. So at least I was comfortable with her being there, but it was still just like, I was not feeling myself today. Like at all. And I was just like, okay, well, this is the day you have to do it. So like, you kind of have to, you know, work through it. So it was a thing, but we ended up getting some really good photos. And so I was like, okay, I feel better now, but
that's awesome.
Yeah. When I woke up this morning though, I was like, nope, we are not in it right now, but it's okay. You know, it was funny though. Okay. That's just, we're just going to go into this. I feel like guys don't understand that being like having that kind of insecurity they have insecurities too. Right. But I feel like in that aspect, guys don't get that. And I don't know if you have thoughts on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because, you know, men, they'll take a picture for you, and then they don't see that, you know, one eye is closed and the other one's open. You know, so I think sometimes they can be oblivious to it, where they're just like, oh, we're just taking a photo. For us, it's like, we got to look good. We got to have a good angle. Like,
yep.
But
yep.
I don't know. I guess, but there are some men, I guess it just depends where the man is at. You know, I have met guys that are like, okay, they zoom into their picture. I look good. Okay.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I think that is a pretty big difference, generally speaking, you know, like, we ladies tend to freak out more about the photos.
Yes, definitely.
Because we're like, you know, I mean, I feel like hormones play into that, you know, like whatever.
Yes.
Whatever's going on internally is playing into our mind and going, yeah, you don't look good today.
And you're like, okay, let's speak some affirmations over ourselves, get our female playlist on, feminine energies.
Right. I know. I had to just keep like sucking it up. And I was like, you know what? I'm sure there's some cute ones. And it was funny. We left and we went and got lunch. And then I started looking back through and I was like, okay, there is even more than I thought there were. And it just took me kind of separating from it, like being in the moment and being able to be like, oh, okay, that's not that bad. Like it might have felt awkward, but it's a good photo. And, you know, but anyway.
I'm glad that you got more. That you liked more, you know, because it's such one and you only have like a select and you're like, dang, I wish I had more.
Yeah, we're like, we need to do this again.
Yeah.
Let's go here and do some other ones, which we might still anyway, just for kicks and giggles. But yeah, anyway. Okay. So that was a fun little rabbit trail into this. But were there any other questions that you felt like you wanted to touch more on than what you put? If you even remember.
I think one of them was probably the intimacy question. Because am I good to just share?
Yeah, go for it.
So I've been celibate 12 years now. But before that, obviously, that means I had sex. And I'm gung-ho, pure, you know, doing everything I can for purity. And, you know, once you've been waiting 12 years, it almost seems like that desire to want to wait kind of lowers down, like, okay, you know, maybe I might be open to it. Like, okay, I'm just going to be real here.
Yeah, be real.
So being a Christian woman, I In these 12 years, I just felt like it was, and I don't think it was anybody who instilled this. It was just something that I thought in myself, like, okay, I have to remain pure in order to find a husband, because if I happen to have sex, then God's not going to bless my marriage. Mm-hmm. He won't bless me with a good husband. Mm-hmm. And so like, I kind of started to resent God, because I'm like, I'm doing all the right things and you're not providing this man that I want. Mm-hmm. So if I'm being honest, like last year was a rough year for me, because I was just like, hey, God, peace out. I'm going to go do my own thing. But that also took me to a place of, what were my true intentions with the Lord? Mm-hmm. You know, was my intention actually to really get to know the Lord and worship Him and do it because I genuinely wanted to, or because I had a plan, mm-hmm. you know, that if I do all the right things, then you'll bless me. And so I had to check my heart and also be okay with the fact, like, hey, if you mess up, it's okay. Like, God will forgive you. He'll still bless your marriage. Like, I'm not saying, oh, that's a free path to go have sex. I'm just saying, if it would have happened, like, it's not the end of the world where I thought it would have been. And obviously, and I'm now in that place where I'm like, okay, I'm back strong with the Lord again. And I guess I'm not like as hardcore. Like, I would go on a date with a guy and be like, hey, just so you know, I'm waiting till marriage. Instead of allowing this possible date to flourish and grow and to actually see if the guy, you know, would actually like me first before I even talked about that. It's like, I'm like, oh, here's a wall. Let's see if we can get over it.
Yes.
So that's something that for me now I'm at a place where it's like, okay, you know, my goal is to wait till marriage. If an oops happens, it's okay. We get back up. We follow the Lord. You know, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I love that though. Like, you bring up such a great point that I think a lot of us get stuck on. You know, we have this idea that for whatever reason that God is going to do such and such and such, if as long as we do blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? And it's just like, where did that come from? You know, like, because even if you read the Bible, that's not how it works. Like, he's not just handing everything over on a silver platter, you know, like, I mean, even Solomon, right? Okay, so he asked God to be the wisest man. God made him the wisest man. And then because of that, he got all these blessings and stuff. But he even still wrote Ecclesiastes, where he says, vanity, vanity, all things are vanity. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a slight paraphrase. You know what I mean? So he even knew and realized that all of these things that I got, I may be the wisest person on this planet right now. I have all of these things, a bazillion wives, you know, like, right, all this worldly stuff. Mm-hmm. So many wives, freaking crazy. Anyway, but all of that. So he got everything he wanted, right? But he still realized that that's not the whole point of it, you know? And I'm like, if he can look at life and realize that even though he had everything, right, what is our issue over here thinking that God's going to just hand us all this stuff, you know, because that's not it. That's not the point.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, I could rabbit trail about that one for a hot minute, I'm sure. But
But you brought a good perspective. So it's good. Yeah. Well,
thanks. Yeah, it's just, you know, I think we need to focus less on our checklists sometimes too, and more on like, you know, actually doing things of the kingdom instead of being like, okay, I'm gonna do all these things because I have to, or I should, or,
you know, whatever.
It comes back to wanting to and then following through.
Yeah. And what you said, like, because you actually have a desire to, not because, oh, you know, if I do this and I look good or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
definitely with you on that one.
Yeah, it's sad. I feel like when I look at the modern day church right now, it's like, that's what it all is. It's, you know, a lot of selfishness and like, you know, things that sound like biblical truth, but really aren't biblical truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so it's just like, how do we step away from that and actually get back to the core values in what Christianity, or what that actually looks like, what Christianity, being a Christ follower, actually is, instead of all these outward perspectives.
Yeah. And one of the things, which I don't know if that was, it still involves intimacy, but also masturbation. Like, I felt like I was that taboo girl that would bring it up, because I'm like, can we be real about this? Because sometimes I feel like a teenager, like how, you know, like, yeah, how bad my body wants something, you know, mm-hmm. and like battling with, okay, having guilt, shame, and like, I'm not good enough because I can't be pure for a whole month without, you know, mm-hmm. masturbating, and like that whole ordeal, you know. And it's like, okay, well, that might be a reason you might not be getting a husband, because you're still sinning. And it's just like, but my intention, my heart is like, no, but I'm doing what I can to not do it. And then in the moment, it just happens, you know. But yeah. And like, trying to work through not feeling guilty about it. That's where I'm at, because I know I have to be pure, but I'm also 39, you know. So right. So obviously, you know, having those moments of conviction, making sure I'm not thinking about somebody else, you know, while I'm doing those things. But that's something that is hard, because I know what the word says, like, you know, mm-hmm. try to think about these things, you know, the pure things, and sometimes the human flesh wins that battle.
Yeah, it does. And so the other taboo topic is porn, right? And uh-huh. like how, you know, a lot of people don't realize statistically how many women actually struggle with it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just like,
and I've been tempted, like, yeah, this year I was actually tempted to want to see it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the heck, you know, because this whole time I've been using my imagination. Oh, that sounds so bad.
Okay. We're being real.
Yeah. And so I'm just like, I was tempted, and I was just like, nope. Like, I already know. Like, if I already struggle with my own thoughts, this is just going to be a snowball effect. And I don't want to do that to myself. And a part of me, I felt like, okay, because I'm masturbating, this is another reason why I'm not getting a husband. Because mm-hmm. somehow these girls are making it, they're doing it, they're making it happen, you know, because no one talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing, or do you want to say?
No, go ahead.
Another thing that I reviewed from our notes was like the one person. I used to be that girl, you know, mm-hmm. that I believe that there was one person. And then when that one person appeared, then he wasn't that person. And, mm-hmm. you know, so it was just like, well, he was tall, he was this, he was that. And then like, I had a list, like, he's got to be blonde with blue eyes, 6'2", you know, not muscular, but husky, and have a lumberjack beard.
Yeah.
I had a vision, girl. I had a vision, and like of what I wanted. And it's funny, because I was just actually talking to my guy friends about this. Yes. I said, but I'm actually at a place that I've surrendered that. And if God decides that he knows someone is better for me than what I want, I'm willing to surrender it, you know. And one of my friends is like, I rebuke that, because, you know, because they know me, you know, for the years, like the last probably 7 years that they've known I've been single, you know. So
mm-hmm. yeah again, such great points. Like the thing that I was gonna say is, you know, you're right, we don't talk about it. And I think more of us ladies struggle with either the porn or the masturbation than we want to let on, because of the shame and the guilt, right? And yeah, we've been told from like a young age, I don't know if you grew up in the church or not, but like for me, I grew up in the church, and we were told from a young age that these two things are a guy's issue. They're not a woman's issue, right? And so it's even more of a taboo subject. And I'm like, okay, but we all struggle with sexual sin on some level.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the taboo nature of it is what's making us feel guilty. I mean, obviously there's mm-hmm. the added aspect of we're doing something that we know we shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the taboo part of it, like, adds in that shame and the guilt on a higher level, I feel like,
than,
you know, it should be necessarily. Because, I mean, if you can talk about it, like, if you confess that, you know, what does the Bible say? If you confess it, you know, to another person, like, that takes the power away, you know? Yeah. Right? Like, Satan doesn't have that foothold anymore because you have verbally told somebody else, like, hey, I'm struggling with this. And if they're actually accepting of it in the sense of like not putting more guilt and shame back on you, then that still releases the foothold.
Oh yeah. You know? It brings it to the light. Because I remember I would ask my circle of friends, I'm like, hey, so like, cause I was like embarrassed to bring it up, but I knew it needed to be talked about. I'm like, you guys like struggle with this? And like out of like my three friends, maybe one did and the other ones didn't. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? You know?
Yeah.
Like what door do I have open that is allowing, you know, this to happen? But as I've been more open and transparent about it to people, and yeah, probably makes them awkwardly uncomfortable for me to be straight up, obviously in a group of with women.
Yeah.
But then more people have that freedom to speak. And the more freedom we have, the less we isolate about it and we can move on and help each other.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think that's, I'm going to probably go on a rant here for a second, but that's fine. I think, like, you know, that's my whole thing. I just rant. So I think that is one of the biggest areas for Satan, though, is the isolating, right? That's how when we have ideas about like, oh, I don't want to go to church because I have church hurt, right? Or, you know, we're all they're all hypocrites, so I'm not going to go there. Like, insert stupid cliche thing here, right?
Yeah.
But once we're isolated, in whatever it is that we're isolated in, he just has all the power, you know? Oh, yeah. And it's just like, stop it. like, why are we allowing certain things to divide us? I don't know. But, you know, I think about like secondary issues versus salvation issues, right? There's so much division among a lot of those things. And it's like, again, why? What are we focusing on? What are we allowing to be footholds? You know, like in what areas are we allowing the enemy to actually work within the church instead of just being like, no, get behind me, Satan, like get out of here with that BS because
that's not,
you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
I think that's a mic drop right there. Mic drop.
That's a sound bite right there.
Yes.
But seriously though, and I could honestly rant about that for a while just because it's so frustrating to me to see, you know, so much division. And again, there are some areas that are like, okay, these are pretty hard, fast, like things, you know, like don't murder. Okay. Don't murder. That's pretty important, you know. Like, but I don't know. I feel like it's just, there's some of the other things that are a little bit more gray, shall we call them gray areas, you know, where we're putting too much emphasis on whatever that is, instead of looking at it from the perspective of like, okay, we all have different convictions.
Yes.
You know, we all have different areas that we struggle in. And just because my conviction is one thing doesn't mean your conviction is going to be the same. So why am I going to sit here and tell you you're wrong for not having the same conviction as me?
Thank you, girl. Thank you. I'm serious. I was thinking the same thing. Like, you know, when people have asked me questions, I'm like, if it convicts you, you need to pray about that with the Lord, you know, but like, I'm with you, girl, because for me, I feel like sometimes like, okay, don't judge me because you feel convicted about it. You know what I mean? Or like, don't get offended, or instead, like have compassion of whatever my situation is.
Right.
Because sometimes, you know, with going back to masturbation or pornography, it's like, oh no, you must have a door open. It's you, you know, like there's this like blaming instead of having compassion, like, oh, you know what? Like, I don't know if it's like the people who probably haven't been there that lack that compassion for the people that are like truly genuine seeking, like, can you just listen and like be there, support me, love me through this, you know? Instead of like bashing me or blaming me because whatever, or just say you're gonna pray for me, like do you know what I mean? Like I feel like I have heard that before, like, oh, what did you do, you know? Or like, oh, like, you know, that's not my issue, so I don't know, you know, why you're having that, you know, like, I don't know, like, I understand that we should stand up for what we believe in. But I think just being more self-aware of others and because that's what's going to cause isolation, going back to that isolation and that shame. Like, we already battle with our own shame. I don't need you to make me feel more shameful about my situation.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's definitely one thing that I have learned, you know, through my personal experiences, because I knew when I lacked empathy or compassion, you know, like, I didn't deal with depression before. And I would tell my sister, oh, like, do affirmations, praise, listen to worship, like, until I was in it. And I was like, oh, no, this is way stronger than just praying a few words or whatever. Like, sometimes you need actual medication to help your mind, you know? And thankfully, I can say this because I've been 2 years free after a month ago, baby, like getting off of medication. And I remember feeling shame about that. Tiffany, I'm like, why do I have shame about depression? Like, you know, am I not good enough? Christian, going back to that again.
No, that is a lie straight from the devil's mouth.
Yeah.
And again, it's just like, I don't get why we're focusing on all of these like other things. That's, I mean, they're not little things, but there's no reason to shame somebody else because of what they're struggling with. Like, yes, there are times where we have to call each other out. Like if we see, you know, somebody clearly sinning, right? But you're still going to do that in love. You're not going to just sit there and
not publicly on Facebook.
Yes. Don't get me wrong, it's real hard sometimes. But yeah, I agree. Like you should do that privately. And, you know, obviously there's things like that need to be called out in front of the church as far as like if you go through church discipline, whichever one that is. I think it's Matthew 27, though, where, you know, like if a brother's wronged you, you go to them. And then if they still don't. So they still don't turn it around, then you take another brother with you. And then if not, you know, like that whole process. Right. So. But that's different than somebody saying something that offended you online.
Yes. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's just.
And that's a great verse to talk about because like I had a work situation and I was like, are you serious? Like we're grown adults here. Like I think because that verse is so instilled in me, like if I have an issue with you, I'm going to talk to you about it first. You know, obviously, if I'm like hurt or whatever, I'm going to calm down before I approach you about it. But talk to me first, you know. Don't go to the manager straight and not even talk to me about it. Like, I remember being like just so frustrated with this person and my boss didn't tell me, but by observations of other conversations he was having about other people being too loud or talking too loud, I'm like, I know it was you. I just don't, you know, I bet for me, it's the same. Like, come and talk to me about it, you know?
Yeah. Come and talk to me too. Like, I would rather know than find out through the grapevine or whatever that somebody has a problem with me. Like, and I've always been the, like, I'm going to deal with the confrontation type of girl, even though I didn't always go about it the right way. I'll be honest.
I had one of those today.
Same. Like I've learned now sometimes the better way to go about things, but I still, even though sometimes like I'll have my moments where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna just kind of vent about this situation for like a second just because I need to get the emotions out, but then I'm gonna still go talk to that person. Right.
Yes.
And I don't like, even if I'm venting to somebody, I don't usually vent to somebody who knows that person. I don't know if that makes it better or not, but but you know, sometimes it's like, okay, oh my gosh, like I have to, you know, I just have to get these feelings out. And sometimes it's better saying it to somebody and then going, okay, now I can be logical and go deal with this situation, you know? And so anyway, that's just a little tidbit.
And one of the things that's hard, is because I've had a guy friend that I didn't appreciate his approach about a situation. And a part of me wants to share it, but I'm like, what if he hears this podcast, you know? I don't think he will. I don't think he will, but I'm not going to mention names.
Yeah.
But like I've always, like I said, I've just always been open to whatever God wants to do. He's an attractive friend. And we had like this weird situation that happened, and I'm new to the whole Christian dating way, you know? Yeah. So I thought we were going to date, but we didn't, because he prayed about it. And he's like, the Lord said no, but then he dated somebody else. And anyways, so we have history, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so he was telling me like, oh yeah, I'm between like these two girls about that I like them or whatever. And so I brought up me being one of them just because I thought there was flirtation going on or something. And he calls me and he's just like, I really feel like you need to like break off that hope that something's going to happen between us, because that's what's holding you back from meeting your husband. So I was like, okay, well, I'll pray about that, what you just said, because he wanted me to like stop and pray right in that moment. He's like, okay, so like, are you going to pray? I'm like, no, like I'll pray about it on my own time. And here's the thing that is difficult, Tiffany, because I have a man that, yes, he gave me his opinion on what he felt. And if he felt it, that's fine. I didn't feel like his yes or no was going to stop me from pursuing other men kind of deal, you know? Mm-hmm. And so almost like after 8 months, I finally like approached him, but I was even like almost trying to be cautious about how I said it, because unfortunately I knew he would be offended. No matter what I said. And that part is a sucky part, you know, because you're like, we're confrontational women, but I'm not sure if I can be confrontational with you because you'll get offended. Mm-hmm. and yeah, he ended up getting, he was just like, yeah, he said whatever he needed to say, and I forgive him. I'm not mad at him. Like whenever he wants to talk to me, he can talk to me again. But I knew at that time, I'm like, yeah, I need a break from talking to you because then I would want to tell him how I really felt, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, you could totally give me advice if it wasn't a godly way to handle it, but that's the part that's difficult, you know, because you want to tell a man how you feel, but you know, they're going to get offended about how you feel, which makes no sense, but.
Yeah. I mean, I probably would have done the same thing, to be honest. It would have been like the, am I saying it for his benefit or my benefit, mm-hmm. you know? Like, that's how I sometimes think about it. Because sometimes, mm-hmm. even if I want to say something, it doesn't mean that it's coming fully from, you know, where it should be coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
And that's why I waited. I waited a couple months.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You got to sometimes let those, like, emotions kind of ebb and flow, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been there with another person from my past, and you know, like we were friends for a while and I felt like the same thing. I thought it was going to go somewhere and it didn't. But you know, it was fine.
Yeah.
Like I can see now why, you know, why it wasn't a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, but I've had other people tell me that too, like where they're like, oh, you're stuck on this other person. And I'm like, no, but I'm really not. Like, you know, but I'm not. Like, I'm still dating and, you know, whatever. Like, because I have been rejected way too many times to count. So, you know,
I'm with you there.
It's just like, okay, like, yeah, it might still hurt a little bit. Like it did, years and years ago. But I'm just saying, like, you know, it doesn't mean that I'm still hung up on him or the situation or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It just, but yeah, it, in that situation, I didn't really ever, like, we never really had closure.
Oh, okay. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah. We never really had closure and we're not friends now, but like we weren't as close as some of my other guy friends. Like now, like I have a really good group of like guy friends, but.
So how do you do that? How do you do that and be healthy? Because I'm like, if I'm attracted to you and we're friends, like that's hard for me. And you're single. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, I have a couple of guy friends that I would say that I'm attracted to. But it's also
my, like, how do you guard your heart?
It's very hard. But in my opinion, like, in how I'm kind of trying to handle things right now, it's like, I just want to be friends with people. Yes, I want to find my husband, right? But I'm still feel like I'm like going through a little bit of a healing journey. And I feel like God has me on a very specific path right now. if he wants to, if I want me, my husband tomorrow, cool. You know, like, that's great. But I'm also trying really hard not to focus so much on the fact that I'm still single, you know, which takes a lot of work every day. A lot of reminders every day, you know, that it's okay. Like, I'm on this path and I'm learning a lot. Like, I'm growing a lot. I'm healing a lot. And, you know, it's fine. So even if I have like some minor attraction to a guy, I often find myself going, okay, no, because they haven't said anything to you. And I've been praying a lot about like when that person comes along, they're going to be the one to initiate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just kind of like, okay, no, like they haven't told you that they're interested, or they haven't like initiated anything really, or, you know, whatever. So it's kind of like those thoughts that kind of go through my head, and it kind of helps calm me down. You know,
that makes sense. That makes sense. Because my struggle when I first became a believer 12 years ago was I felt like I had to tone down the way I would handle my approach towards men, you know, especially because for me, I like to take initiative. And so like learning how to be pursued and like things. So for me, like when I would ask a guy out to coffee, it's because I genuinely wanted to get a coffee and get to know them to see if there's even any, if there's, you know, like to get to know them, not like I'm going on a date because I like you. I actually just want to have coffee to know you and see where that goes, you know? And I got rejected a few times with that. And I was just like, I'm like, why is this such a big deal? Like, I'm just asking you to coffee, not a date.
Yeah.
And that part was hard. But I'm also like at the place that you're at, Tiffany, where it's like, you know, if he wants to ask me out, he can ask me out, you know?
Yeah.
Because I've been rejected too. It's like, as the more rejection we get, the more we're getting stronger and just like, I'd rather just wait for, you know, someone to ask me out.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean that I'm not like being a little flirty or, you know, whatever, because I think that's still important. but that's still not necessarily like, I feel like that's not me even taking an initiative. That's just me kind of going like, hey, I think you're attractive, so I'm going to put this out here and see what you do with it. But, you know, everybody uses the term drop the hanky, and I'm like, sorry, no offense. Like, I don't like that term, but, because I feel like you can still, obviously, if you're in a relationship, don't do this. But I still feel like you can flirt with people and it not be a thing. That's just my opinion. You know, like,
and it's easier if you're attractive, you know, it's just.
But I think that points to putting too much pressure on things and being like, hey, let's get to know each other. I'm not looking at this being, you know, you being my future husband. Like, no, let's go hang out and see what happens. Like, why does it have to be all this pressure?
Really, yeah, doesn't. Like, let me go pray about it. Let me this and that. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, that's cool. That's cool. You know, you want to have that desire to pray and stuff like that. But it's like, it's just a coffee.
Thank you. Do you really need to go pray about having a coffee with a girl? Like, in all honesty, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
okay. So this is going to go into another little tangent, but I feel like we over-spiritualize things. And in that aspect, it's just coffee. Coffee does not mean you're putting a ring on her finger. Okay. And that's probably coming out very sassy and sarcastic, but it's the honest truth. And
exactly.
Stop putting so much pressure on things. Like, just get to know girls, get to know men, or get to know women and get to know men. Like, just stop putting all this pressure on things that don't need the pressure.
Oh, and like, it doesn't have to be a group date. Like, it doesn't have to be a group outing to have coffee. Like, obviously we can go on group outings and stuff, but like I'm the type of person that I like what is that word, quality time with a person, you know? So I want to be able to give you my quality attention. If we got all these other people and they're interrupting the conversation, like, that's not a quality conversation. And like I said, that's fine. Like, you can have a group outing and then realize like, oh, hey, like, I'd like to really genuinely get to know this person. It doesn't mean that I want you to be my husband either, you know?
Like, yeah.
I just want to get to know you, hear your story, what you're about, you know? And And I used to be that over spiritualized person. So I can say that I think that's why I'm at the place that I'm at now, because I used to pray about everything, and there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. But yeah, like just something that's not a life altering, you know, decision type of thing. Like you might bless that person. They might bless you.
That person might be some other friend's person.
That's right.
I'm just saying, like, you
are the connectors.
Yeah. You honestly have no idea if that dude you're going to go get coffee with might not be your best homie's future husband. Like, you don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. If we're stopping those things from happening because we're putting too much pressure on it, and I have to pray about it, and God said no. sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
You're being real. I love it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But like, we need to stop using God as an excuse. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Just stop using God as an excuse. Like, he is God, okay? And if he really wanted to stop you from doing something, he'd stop you from doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like he'd make it very apparent, this is not the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know? And you bringing it back to that, actually. Bringing it back to the circle, the whole, like, I went on my year of just I'm gonna excuse my language, I'm gonna go get laid. I'm gonna get laid, you know. Mm-hmm. I had a mission, and I went to California because I'm like, I know there's a guy there, we have chemistry, I'll tell him I'm going for my sister's graduation, but I'm also inviting him, you know, to this beach house. So I reach out to him, and two things happen. I had my period. And I hadn't had it in a couple months. And I'm like, okay, that's a downer. And then that wasn't going to stop me, you know? So, you know, I'm still trying to make plans to see this guy. And the next thing, I mean, I'm just like, wow. Okay, Lord. Like, I see what you're doing. I break my ankle down the stairs. Yes, girl. Yes, girl. So, like, he will shut that door. You know, and thankfully, like, the Lord, you know, I didn't end up the two times that I tried, like, you know, this ain't happening. Like, yep. Whoever my husband is, he's going to be a real lucky man.
Seriously. Oh, my gosh. Yep. Yep. He will close that door if it's something that, you know, is going to be detrimental, like. He will make it, especially if you've prayed prayers like along the lines of like, hey, you know, help me resist temptation or like whatever. You know, I've noticed that there's been times where when I was younger, I would pray like specific prayers. And then sometimes you'd like forget about them. Uh-huh. Right. And then a situation will come up and it'll be like, oh, I specifically prayed about this a hot minute ago. And here's God answering that prayer. And I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks.
Yes. Yes. You know,
thanks, homie, for like listening to that all these years later that I totally forgot of. That was something I prayed about. And yeah, just that's the other thing too, is his answer isn't always like right away. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we have to wait.
Yeah.
Those things to come to pass. And even when we get frustrated, doesn't mean he's not working. So yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's a pretty crazy, but also hilarious story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's his like, girl. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, you've been praying too many years.
Yeah.
And you know what? I wasn't mad. I was just like, okay, God, I remember how powerful you are and you are in control.
Yep.
And that's all. That's all, you know?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Just like, I don't know why, but I'm just like picturing you falling down the stairs or something.
Oh,
like, it, was it not?
Heard it.
Was
you
it
heard
really?
So this beach house, you know, it's obviously in front of the beach, and the girl, the house cleaning lady, had just wiped down the stairs because they were slippery. Oh yeah, I went down like four stairs, girl, four stairs, boom, 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 and I'm like, I told my sister, my little sister, I'm like, just give me a moment. And my other sister heard it and she's like, what just happened? You know? And I was like, yep, this ain't no sprained ankle. This is more than a sprained ankle, you know? And months later, you know, I have my ankle brace and thankfully I'm good to go now. But it was just like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Your testimony, Lord. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll shut the door that needs to be shut. Mm-hmm. And we'll open the doors that need to be open.
Mm-hmm. Even if we have to wait for it, even if we have to wait for it, those doors will open wide and it'll be very clear, you know, I feel like. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I get stuck in my head where I'm just like, okay, this door is not opening, so maybe this isn't the one he wants me to walk through. But that also, like, it's also like, well, this door might not be opening right now. You know, like, you just got to wait for it still. Because I feel like in that situation where it was very clear, like, God was like, nah, girl, you're not doing this. You know what I mean?
Not today.
Yeah. You thought you were going to, Anyway, I feel like it's way more clear when it's no, you know? And sometimes it the wait versus the yes isn't always as clear. You know, because sometimes the yes is only a yes for this little itty bitty thing, not this grand thing that we thought. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes we can walk through this door and think, oh, hey, cool, we're going to head down this path. Like, that's clear as day. I see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? But then here comes this little detour because God actually wants you to go this way instead of getting straight to that aspect. Because maybe there's a season that you're coming into where he has something he wants to teach you, right? And you have to take this little itty bitty detour through this other door. And then you still might end up back on that original path. You just had this other little thing happen because you needed to learn something.
Or be humbled, you know, like, you know, like with Bart, you know what, like I told you, I would over spiritualize things. I think that us being authentic in our faith is going to attract more people because they're like, okay, cool, I can be myself and you're not going to judge me, but you're going to walk me and love me through it.
Hey, thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the stories and the perspectives that were shared in this episode. Please share it with a friend whose dating life might need some help. Wink, wink. If you want to connect with me on social media, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at An Epiph with Tiff. I really hope to see you there. There are multiple ways that you can support my show. You can pray for me, rate, review, and share any episode that you love. Or you can even financially contribute by going to patreon.com/anepiphanywithtiffany. Until next time, I'm Tiffany, and I hope you just had an epiphany. Oh.